Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3. It's McCurley in the morning on this Tuesday, and I am glad to have two young ladies with me who are working here through this summer and hopefully beyond, because they're good ones. We got some good ones here, and I've got Madison McKenna and also Morgan Williams. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Doing good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Do you listen to country music?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time?
Yes. Only thing I listen to. Country and worship.
Who's your favorite?
That's really hard.
It's hard.
Probably Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson.
That's a good one. Probably Treaty Oak Revival has been a top one right
now.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. I don't know. I'd have a hard time picking, I guess, because I've been doing it for a while. I'm a Carrie Underwood fan.
That's a good one.
Guys, I don't know. I like the guys that don't ever get a lot of publicity and stuff. I like Eric Church.
He's great.
That's I want to go to his place in Nashville. It's called Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You ever been there?
I've never been
Let's
there.
Let's go. I'm ready to go. I mean, it's they got like five stages in a three-story bar that's his.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. All right, listen, we want to talk a little bit about you all and see. First of all, Morgan, tell us where you're from and what you do.
I am from Birmingham, Alabama, so not too far from here. And I am the creative services coordinator here along with Madison.
Now, what is creative? What does that mean? I don't even know, and I work here.
Anything creative, so whether it's social media posts, working on ads and promos, just, you know, anything creative.
Content. Everything. You know, we sent a lot of pictures in for the Best of the Coosa Valley. You've been doing a lot of that, haven't you?
Yes. Getting to see all these cool businesses and even try some.
What have you tried? It won't matter. You can say.
We've been to La Costa, Cup of Grace. I think that's it.
Now, La Costa, they're my buddies.
They're good.
Yeah. Miss Emily and Edgar, they're the bomb. They do our coaches shows in the fall, getting ready for football.
That's awesome.
All right. So, Madison, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm also from Birmingham, Alabama.
Where'd you go to high school?
Vestavia Hills High School.
Did you know a man named Bruce Evans?
I did not.
He must have retired before you got there.
So.
He was my football coach here.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was an assistant under Buddy Anderson.
Yes,
his son now,
Buddy.
Robert, is the head coach.
That's amazing.
At Vestavia Hills.
They're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Briarwood Christian School. They're now in a different conference, so it's interesting to see how it'll go for them this season.
Yeah. So, Madison, you got any brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister as well as an older brother.
All went to Vestavia?
Yes.
Okay. What about you?
I have two older stepbrothers and one younger brother.
One younger brother. Okay. All right. So, you've got the same title, Madison, that she had, correct?
I do, yes.
So, what have you been working on lately?
Lately, I've been more on the East Alabama Living and East Alabama Wedding side of things. So, working on their website, working on their social media posts.
Well, we're going to tell you a little bit more about these young ladies and where they've been spending their last few years at college and where their folks probably spent their money. but they got great educations. We'll tell you about that. How about Morgan? Why don't you tell us what we're going to be listening to here?
Yes, today we're going to be listening to Rocky Mountain Low by Corey Kent.
It's Tuesday morning. And I'm playing that good music right there because I've got two young ladies in here with me that are working here with us, but they also are Auburn graduates.
Not quite.
Not quite. You will be.
Yes.
You will be.
In December.
Let me ask you this. So when you were a senior in high school at Vestavia Hills and at Briarwood, what prompted you to want to go to Auburn?
I've wanted to go to Auburn since I was... as long as I can remember, because I grew up an Auburn fan. All my family is Auburn fans, so I really had no other option, but...
Yeah, I didn't either.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I love Auburn.
Yeah, same here. I was at... it's Auburn or nothing. So if I wasn't getting into Auburn, I don't think I was going to college. Just kidding. But love Auburn. Grew up going to tailgates down there. Whether it was 2010 games with Cam Newton, I still remember, or the 2013 kick six. That's really what made me love Auburn. So, yeah.
I tell you, it's in me, too. I think the doctor told my mom when I was born, if he doesn't go to Auburn. You got to give him back. So I didn't have a choice much either. I grew up an Auburn fan, managed football at Auburn. But you guys have had a lot of fun, I'm sure, at Auburn. But Madison, you've had a little extracurricular activity as well.
I have.
Tell us a little about it.
I was a cheerleader at Auburn, and it was the best experience ever. And I already miss it so much, but it was amazing. I had 20 best friends on the team, and I got to cheer on the team that I love. So, wouldn't trade it for the world.
Were you a cheerleader in high school?
I was.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, I got to ask you, people ask me all the time, what was an experience you had as a manager? Now, I was way back in the Stone Age, okay? you guys, I'm sure you've all seen some of the highlights and some of the things of Bo Jackson. I was there at the same time Bo Jackson was, okay?
Wow.
So I got to see some things that were just incredible. What is one experience that you'll take away with you that you'll always talk about, whether it was a bowl game, a basketball game, the Final Four, whatever? What is one thing that Madison can look back and say, I'll never forget that?
Really, really hard to pick, but something that really stands out was last year when we went to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, and I got to cheer on those rounds, and it was incredible. The energy was amazing, and that was definitely a high.
Well, now, you talked about, Morgan, you talked about a lot of the things you've seen.
Okay? Yeah.
What is something you'll take away from Auburn with you?
Well, I had a super cool experience. I went out to Dallas, Texas for the college baseball series that they play in the beginning of the season, and that was so fun. Just, you know, starting off the baseball season in Dallas, seeing the culture there and just all of Auburn, and, you know, we won the whole thing, took home the championship. Yep. So hopefully we have a couple more championships coming soon. Auburn's been doing great.
We really don't have a down thing right now. One of the things that I love about Auburn is this last when we played Ole Miss in the Super Regionals in baseball, you know, a week or so ago, even though we got beat, the head baseball coach, Butch Thompson, the head basketball coach, Stephen Pearl, the head ladies basketball coach, and also our new football coach, Alex Golish, they all bought 100 tickets each and gave them to students to fill that stadium up.
Yeah.
Where else does that happen?
Mm-hmm. A couple other schools have tried to copy us, but is what it is. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know, you know, we brought a couple of guys in here. I guess they're okay. I won't mention their names, but they come from the other side of the state, and we don't want to get into that too much. I'm going to talk with Madison and Morgan a little bit more about some things that they like and some things they're going to be getting into here for Radio Alabama. Madison, what are we about to listen to?
We're going to be listening to Give It Away by George Strait.
It's McCurley in the Morning on this Tuesday morning. Morgan Williams and Madison McKenna in studio with me, and we're talking their days at Auburn. All right. When you go to college, y'all may not even know who I'm talking about, but when I was a manager of a football team, a lot of my buddies, it was before school ever started. It was during the summer practice, and we got through one day, and they all said, hey, we're going so-and-so, get some food and see whatever show's on there. And I had no idea where I was going, so I went, and I forget what it was even called. I think it was called the Pub back then, okay? And we ate, and they brought different guys out to do like a little stand-up comedy. And the last guy they brought out was a no-name. His name was Jay Leno. Y'all don't even know who Jay Leno is, do you? He went on multi-millionaire and for years and years. But anyway, nobody knew who he was. So I was going to ask you. So I guess you all go to concerts?
Yes.
In and around Auburn?
Yeah.
Morgan, who's your favorite, or what's the best you've been to?
Probably Treaty Oak was pretty good. Love some Riley Green, love Zach Bryan. Also, Morgan Mullen was pretty good, but that was in the other side of the state. So,
yeah. And it rained that day, too, didn't it?
It did.
Never rains at Jordan-Hare on good things.
Nope, it
Y'all
doesn't.
Know that? All right, what about you, Madison?
My favorite one I went to was Cody Johnson. I've also been to Riley Green, Flatland Calvary, And probably some others. Oh, Brad Paisley.
Oh, yep. Now see, I would love to go to that. There's another guy that I like that doesn't ever win awards. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see him in the spotlight too much. But, yeah, I liked him, like him as well. You mentioned Riley Green, both of you. I saw him at the Talladega Super Speedway a couple of years ago. They always have a concert there on the infield after the Saturday race. So who's someone you would like to go see?
Probably Hudson Westbrook.
Okay.
Or Megan Maroney.
Yeah, that's not bad. She's got a lot of hits out there now.
She does. Oh, wait. I saw that there was a concert in Atlanta. It was Ella Langley and Megan Maroney. And I was so sad that I didn't see about that because that would have been a good one to go to.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I don't know who I would want to go see right now. But nevertheless, so you guys get to do a lot of things while you're there, while you're working as well. And I'm sure with you, I mean, if it was like what it was many, many years ago, being involved in an extracurricular thing, it's like a 6-7 day a week thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, how bad of a grind was that?
I mean, it was a full-time job pretty much, but I found so much joy in doing it, so it didn't really feel like too much work, you know?
And you made so many lifelong friends doing that. That's the thing. Because I see a lot of your pictures and things, of course. And you, what is somewhere that you've been that on a vacation or somewhere with your college buddies or, you know?
Oh, yeah. We'll go on, like, weekend trips and just, like, for different trips. So we went to the beach. We went to 30A. Such a relaxing time with my friends. I loved it.
Yeah, it's about time to get together to go down there. It's getting almost too hot to go. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to come back, and I'm going to play Fast Five with these girls. I say girls, young ladies. Well, they're going to tell us some things on the fly. They're going to have to think real quick. But before we do that, we got another song coming up. Morgan, who we got?
You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
On Hit Kickin' Country Kicks 100.3. Madison McKenna and Morgan Williams in studio with me on this Tuesday morning, and we've been talking a little Auburn, and we're talking about what they want to do when they get out of school and where they went to high school, and what they're doing for us is incredible. They both do a great job, and I'm proud to know both of them. I'm glad that we're finally hiring some people from the right side of the state, you know what I'm saying? Hey, all right, I usually get people in here and we play Fast Five. I'm going to ask you some things, okay? Tell me the first thing that pops into your mind when I ask you this question. I'll go to Morgan first.
Okay.
What's your favorite food?
Mexican food.
You'd be surprised. Most people say that.
Really good.
Yep. Either that or some form of Oriental. Okay. Madison, I'll ask you. When's the last time you went to the movies and what did you see?
Last week, and I saw Michael Jackson.
Wow. Now, all right, I got to ask about that one. Was it good?
It was amazing.
Really?
Yes. I teared up a little bit.
Really?
Yes, because it was his nephew, actually, who played him, and he did so well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that was a big thing when I was in high school. He was just really starting to get going. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cat or dog, Morgan?
Oh, dog 100%.
Dog 100%.
Yes. I'm allergic to cats, so.
Do you have a dog?
I do have a dog.
What kind?
I have no idea what she is. We have no idea.
Just a pooch.
Just a regular good old dog. Sadie.
Sadie. All right. I know the answer for this, I think, because I've seen it. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've seen the Golden Retriever.
A Golden Retriever. Yes. Two of them. There's an English Cream and then a regular Golden Retriever. Cody and Sammy.
Love them more than anything. Is that boy and girl? You could be either one.
They're both boys.
Okay.
Yes.
Sammy could be a boy or a girl. Both boys, they ever fight?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
But it's in a loving way.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Golden Retrievers are so nice. All right. If you had $10 in your pocket. Well, let's say if you had $100, Morgan, what would the first thing you would buy?
Starbucks.
Wow. What about you?
Chipotle.
Oh, wait, I was wanting to get that after work.
Chipotle, okay.
That's my favorite.
All right. Country music or pop music?
Country, all the way.
Country music. All the way. Wow. I got two good ones in here. They love this hit kicking country. All right. So, boyfriend. Yay, nay?
No.
Yes.
Okay. So,
okay. You're just now telling me this?
I haven't told her yet.
Oh, okay.
This happened yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Hard launches on the radio.
Wait, that's insane.
See ya.
Never mind.
We learn new things with Fast Five. I'm here to tell you. All right. If you were going to Madison.
My face is red.
That's okay. If you were going to buy a book, what section would you go to?
Thriller? Mystery, thriller. Like Freedom McFadden, Colleen Hoover. Very basic, but I like to be on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
Yes.
Morgan.
I like the self-help books, like the books that like Atomic Habits and like self-improvement.
Oh, yeah. All right. If you're like me, you may not get to watch a lot of TV. Favorite TV show, Madison?
Friends, all the way.
Friends, that's not bad.
What? Not bad.
No, I'm saying I used to watch that a lot. When it first came out, it was before you were born. What about you?
I really like the old Full House. I used to watch that all the time. I love the old Full House.
The old Full House.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, favorite movie of all time, Madison?
Oh, goodness. Of all time?
Of all time.
Oh, this is also really basic, but Mamma Mia.
That's a good one.
Wow.
So good.
I like The Blind Side. I've always loved that movie.
That was my second.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It is.
So good.
It is.
Well, I want to thank each one of you for coming in here today. Thank you for what you do for Radio Alabama. And, of course, we're going to be getting together again. Y'all are going to be here almost till football season, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. I think I'll be in here a little bit during the school year.
Need help in here because there's only just a few of us that wear the right colors, and we know what that is.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Madison, before we get out of here, before you all get out of here, I got to get you to introduce our next song. What are we listening to?
We're listening to Painted You Pretty by Hudson Westbrook.
Thank you all for coming.